Okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this in 7 minutes, but I'll give it a go. Right, okay, like all schools in Scotland at the moment, we're all looking at curricular architecture. Okay, so we had a wee bit of an issue that arose a couple of years ago, in that we had two vacant posts. And when there was a reduction in primary school management staffing, there was a lot of members of staff from primary schools transferred out of small rural schools and into my school, which meant that my two permanent posts were then filled with lots of point teachers. So we had situations where we had perhaps somebody transferred in for a day and a half, somebody transferred in for 2 days, and so on. We never ended up with another full-time member of staff. So we took those two full-time posts and it suddenly became filled with six other members of staff. Now, within that problem, we also had to address how we were going to fill two classes and also the macrone time that was allocated to that. Because when you've got somebody in for a day and a half and they still have to have the macrone time, how do you cover all of these kind of issues? As a staff, we sat down and scratched our heads to try and work out what we would do. And actually, the only way that we could do it was to look at staff strengths. From that, we needed to turn around and look at our secondary colleagues and look at the way that they organise timetable and start to look at the way they capitalise on strengths. So what we did was we actually looked at what people's interests were. So suddenly, and I have to say it was just good luck that it happened, that we ended up with people that had a background in drama and language, people that had a background in science and maths, people had backgrounds in French and so on. So we were able to actually capitalise and look at creating faculty structures. And from that, we were left in a position where we could actually see the creation of subject and topic-based learning. We put together a lot of staff who were quite keen on taking it on board, and the principle that we put in place was that from pre-5 to primary 4, we would have full-time members of staff, and that we would put the primary 5 to 7 classes with all the point teachers that were made up. What we created was a timetable where on Monday to Wednesday, the children move round classes. So they will have maths, language, PE, music, French, and all of these kind of subjects are led directly by specific teachers. And what they found is that the teachers can actually plan in depth with the kind of clarity that they were looking for in order to develop their understanding of curriculum for excellence and their planning and their assessment. And it's working very well. If I can give you a little bit of a background into how that's happened. So for example, one of the topics that we took was Scotland. And within the language department and the drama and arts, we looked at Macbeth. And we came up against a wee bit of controversy as to why in a primary school we were starting to study texts like Macbeth. It didn't cause a problem for us, I have to say. Okay, the children along with the staff were looking very closely at acting in the first instance. So they were developing all the drama conventions, looking at actually carrying out the text so that they developed an understanding. And then that was carried through into the writing through the build-up of character and the build-up of plot. Within that, they created a final production and they rewrote the whole of Macbeth. Okay, they took the characters of the school, they rewrote Macbeth and they put it into a final production, which was very interesting and very funny. And it's amazing what they can suddenly do with all these characters. Within the social subjects department, we linked social subjects and outdoor education. So we looked at modern Scotland within that department. The children were looking at, through science, renewable energies and structures within a sustainable Scotland. But they also got out into the outdoor and ensured that there was, on a weekly basis, a programme of outdoor education. And we were lucky enough to have a teacher with a degree in outdoor education, and we were in a position where she led that and led it very effectively, linking back her science, renewable energies, all into the outdoor within our own area. That worked very effectively. What kind of controversy did we come up against? We obviously came up against the controversy of the unknown. Although we had very enthusiastic staff, they were, of course, worried about what they were suddenly going to do. They were very used to having a class for a whole week, for a whole year. Okay, and this was Were they going to be interested? Were they going to be kept motivated if they were just going to produce certain subject areas? Now, they will now answer you that they are really interested in what they're doing. What we will need to do is review in a couple of years' time as to whether those staff members need to move on to take on another faculty so that they don't become de-skilled in their view. Okay, but that will be something for the future. As it stands at the moment, parental viewpoint is now very supportive of it. At the beginning, they were equally concerned, and because they hadn't had time to have it discussed with them, because I found myself in a position where in June we had to sort this out very quickly, there was no room for parental discussion. I suppose a test of the whole process was how many children were moved out of our school as a result of it, and we expected the floodgates to open. And that sounds terrible, but there was a potential that people would not understand what we were doing and move. As a result of that, 3 children moved. There are 90 children in the faculty, so we were given a lot of support. When we came back and we explained it all to the parents, and we had it up and running, and they were able to see the timetables and also see the work that the children were doing, and the excitement of the children, they were able to really get their teeth into the whole understanding of it and take a real, what's the word I'm looking for, proactive approach to actually promoting the school. Where next? Planning has got to be looked at for the overview of 3 years. We've done it once, okay, and it worked very successfully. It's where we go next. All the staff meet once a month to discuss what outcomes are looking at across the curriculum, what outcomes are looking for their own subjects, and they look at how they're going to assess that. So within, as Jane was talking about, cooperative learning, within the task model, within all of these kind of structures, they have the same targets. So it's carried across all subject areas. They work very closely together to discuss pupil progress and work very closely together to discuss what their next steps are going to be. We will have to have a stakeholder review in order to get an understanding of what our next steps have got to be. And from that, we also need to be looking at how we're going to cover the whole curriculum. Now, to try and deliver that in 7 minutes was virtually impossible. So, if you want to know any more information about it, you can go onto the school website, which is just kernprimaryschool.co.uk, and you can go into the upper school department and have a look at some of the work that the children were doing. Sorry about that, put a little too of it.